Altaban the Magnificent by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz.
You got a girl, Frank?
No. Not just at the moment. I did have, but no.
I got a fiancé, Elizabeth Louise. You want to see her picture?
Suck out, Sergeant, suck out!
Hey, damn Natchez!
Who knocked that old man off his bicycle?
Well, he should have been looking where he was going. Look at this snow. But what, Frank? Last year we're trying to wipe him out. This year we're trying to keep him alive. Explain that one to me.
That's war, I suppose.
That's war, you suppose? You've seen active service, Frank?
Well, I've been on... No. No, I've not seen active service.
Well, you ain't missed a thing. 4 years ago, I never seen nothing but the big green fields of Massachusetts. Now I've seen the world, and I don't mind telling you, Frank. You don't mind if I call you Frank, do you, Frank?
No,
I don't mind telling you that I don't care if I never see me a goddamn European ever again. Now, no offense, Frank, but I ain't seen my mother since 1943. Shoot! It ain't it, even as if it was our war in the first place. Juicy fruit.
No, thank you. Well, I suppose you could...
You realize that this sewer of yours is in a restricted area.
I know that it's a health risk. And what residents there were have been relocated.
A health risk? Well, I guess that's one way of putting it. No one's told you the whole story, then.
What story?
What story? Two Marines, McLean and Isaacs. Disappeared without trace. That's why the neighborhood's restricted. We looked under every scrap of rubble. Nothing. The official line is they're missing in action. But I know me a couple of heroes won't come out here after dark, if you know what I mean.
I'm not sure I do know what you mean.
They say the place is haunted, Frank.
But what about the servicemen? Was it the Soviets?
Maybe. But I'll tell you one thing for nothing. This is Berlin. And only the worst ever happens here. You ain't scared of ghosts, are you?
Are you trying to scare me, Sergeant Stuckart?
What is it exactly you do down them sewers, anyway?
Well, we're taking samples from all the sewers in Berlin to try and gauge the amount of water contamination that has occurred since the end
I gave me a water sample once. Prettiest nurse.
The war.
Mona was her name. Gave her a water sample just like you told
me. It's not that sort of sample. Please slow down, Sergeant Stuckart.
Slow down for what? You know, what were you saying about the water?
There's an awful lot of disease in Berlin.
Hey. You know, I was only kidding about Mona. You shouldn't take old Sergeant Stuckart too seriously, Frank. What sort of disease?
It's hard to say, but there's always a danger because of all the... of all the corpses.
How old are you, Frank?
I'll be 22 in December.
Now I know why you wear them glasses.
I wear these glasses to see.
Come on, Frank. You wear them glasses to make yourself look older. My sister Catherine, she does the same. Hey, try looking where you're going, buddy. You're an intelligent man, Frank. Tell me what the matter with these people is.
You're not being serious.
I seriously am being serious.
This is it. Off Prinz Albrechtstrasse.
Place gives me the creeps. We really should be getting on.
Look at it, Frank. Berlin. A million tons of rubble and old women picking up stones on their knees. So tell me, Frank, what kind of people bring this down upon themselves? I mean, really, Frank. What's the matter with these people?
Defeat? I suppose defeat. It's very difficult not to feel some sense of pity.
You think those Nazis would have shown any pity for you?
I really should be getting to work.
Hey! Let me help you with that.
Watch out, Sergeant Stuckart. It's very delicate.
Get your hair on, Mr. Bailey. I'm sorry.
It's just that
I said I'm sorry, Frank.
Well, let's put it down here.
I like people, Frank. But sometimes people. Yeah.
You know something peculiar? There ain't one Nazi in the whole of Berlin, except for them in prison. I guess the treat must make people's memories run dry as well as their water.
The entrance to the sewer should be round about here somewhere.
Yeah, all looks like rubble to me.
Oh. Now, what have we here?
That's it! The sewer head, you're a genius, Sergeant Sucker.
Well, it's about time an intelligent man like yourself realized that.
The only thing now is getting the wretched thing out.
Now, pass me that tool bag. Now, you take the other lever and key when I say so, huh?
Get out of there.
Now, one, two, three.
Heave!
And again, huh? One, two, three.
Well done, Sergeant.
Well done yourself, Frank. Now, you tell me how long you're planning on being down in them shores, because I ain't on permanent loan, and this place makes me nervous. The Soviet zone is only 2 blocks away, you know.
I'll be as quick as I can.
Well, I ain't trying to rush you, Frank. If you see a Soviet down there, you hurry up and holler. If not, let me smoke myself a Chesterfield in peace.
Shouldn't you try and take shelter from the snow?
Huh? No. Little snow ain't gonna hurt me. You know, when I was a kid, I used to believe the snow went straight through you, like it was made of air. Now, what do you make of that, Frank?
As I say, I'll be as quick as I can.
Sooner you than me, buddy. Who is this for rats? Who goes there? I said, who goes there? Show yourself. Damn it. Halt! Halt! Well, what do we have here?
Oh, please, please don't shoot. Please don't shoot me.
Tea, Mr. Bailey.
Thank you, Major.
Barrack best, but a little class. I won't help yourself to cigarettes.
I don't smoke.
Well, if you change your mind, there they are.
Thank you, Major Star.
Don't mention it. What happened then, after you went down into the sewer?
I heard a shout.
What sort of a shout?
Sergeant Stuckart called my name.
Frank! Just a minute! Frank! I haven't finished, Sergeant!
I caught it, the rat! A great big rat!
A rat?
That's what he said, Major.
And you, Mr. Bailey, what did you do then?
I picked up what equipment I could and hurried up to the surface.
Why did you do that?
I thought Sergeant Stuckart was in trouble.
And what was Sergeant Stuckart's manner?
His manner?
He didn't strike you as odd in any way.
Odd in any way?
Steady on, Bailey. Let's not make it more of an ordeal than it already is.
I don't know what you want me to say, Major Starr.
You do understand the hole we're in, don't you, Frank? You don't mind if I call you Frank? Hmm? Well, our Yankee allies seem to think that you are in some way responsible for Sergeant Stuckart's death. Now, we at British Intelligence are on your side.
But it was Munt and Alden.
Ah, yes, the mysterious Mr. Munt.
He says his name's Munt.
Peter Munt. Quiet. What on earth's going on here, Sergeant?
We have ourselves a trespasser.
I haven't completed my test.
Says he lives over there.
Have you checked his papers?
He ain't got no papers.
Please ask the officer to put his weapon down.
You, Mr. Munt, are in big trouble.
Well, we can't possibly just stand out here in the snow. Shouldn't we take him back to HQ? What's your address?
I told you, I live over there.
Those buildings are condemned, buddy. There ain't supposed to be no Nazis living over there.
That is where I live, and I'm not a Nazi.
Oh, of course you ain't, just like the rest.
But what about my test?
What? The test will have to wait.
Our orders were to complete the tests and return the water samples to HQ.
Come on, Mr. Munt. Let's see if we can find your papers.
But what about the orders?
The orders are changed. You're coming, Frank.
On whose authority?
On my authority.
And you went?
I had no choice.
You didn't resist?
He had Munt at gunpoint.
Did he threaten you?
Not in so many words.
Did he or did he not threaten you?
He just marched off.
But he didn't threaten
you. He had a gun. I didn't know what to do.
Do you have any idea how serious this is?
Sergeant Stuckart was out of control, Major.
Every night, Frank, there is a standoff between the American and Soviet zones. Shots are fired, and occasionally a civilian is hurt. It's chest beating on the whole, but one never knows where this sort of play acting can lead. So
I swear I had nothing...
So to show that it was business as usual in the British camp, we sent chaps like you in to look at the public works and so on. 3 weeks ago, two American servicemen disappeared without trace, near where you were...
McLean and Isaacs.
McLean and Isaacs. Who told you about them?
Sergeant Stuckart.
Did he? Well, the Americans accuse the Soviets of foul play. The Soviets deny it, and the stalemate continues.
But not accusing me of...
We spend our whole time pouring oil on troubled waters, Frank. It doesn't look good when one of our boffins gets himself involved in the death of an American serviceman, perpetrated by what, if your story about Munt and this other chap is true, can only be described as Soviet agents.
They weren't spies.
What were they, then?
It's just as I described it in my statement, I swear it is.
All right, Frank, all right, calm down. According to your statement, you accompany Sergeant Stuckart to Munt's apartment. What happens there?
All hell breaks loose.
For the last time, where did all this stuff come from?
It belongs to me.
This entire area has been searched, checked, double-checked, and searched again. So how come we ain't come across this Aladdin's cave before?
I cannot answer that. Please don't shoot me.
What are these?
Emeralds.
Huh? And these? What are these?
Diamonds.
You got emeralds and diamonds in the living room. You got God knows what fancy furniture all over the place. Answers, Mr. Munt. We want answers. Now, where are your papers?
I was robbed on the street. I had cigarettes. They robbed me. They took my papers.
Bullshit.
Take the jewels. Take them.
There's obviously something very wrong here, but this is no way to cover your...
Listen to your friend.
Are you giving me an order, Mr. Munt? Are you taking the liberty of giving Sergeant Stuckart an order? You ever seen a place like this, Frank? Do they have places like this in England?
I agree. It's very strange.
Very strange. He's got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff in here. Who are you, Mr. Munt?
It is all my own.
Oh, maybe you were too busy counting your diamonds to notice, but there's been a little something called World War II, and your hide is mine, and so is your goddamn property.
Please put your gun down, Sergeant Stuckart.
I'm warning you, Frank, don't interfere.
This is no way to treat an unarmed prisoner.
Okay, Mr. Munt, face down on the floor. Now.
This is completely unacceptable.
Don't provoke me, Frank.
This man has done nothing wrong.
He was trespassing in a restricted zone.
Then arrest him. Don't torture him.
I know what I'm doing.
Do you?
Don't make me do this, Frank.
Oh, no shooting. Please, no shooting.
Now sit down, Frank, and don't interrupt again. Now, where did all this stuff come from?
The rug I'm lying on is from Japan.
Japan? Oh, worse and worse, Mr. Munt.
We were there in 1928.
Who's we?
Altabal and I.
Alta who?
Altabal.
Where is he?
Altabal is dead.
When?
In 1936.
Whoever thought of calling himself Altabal?
It is the name of a magician. One of the very finest. It was my privilege to have been his assistant.
Have you ever heard of Altabal, Frank?
No.
Where'd you learn your English?
America.
United States.
During our tour in New York, Boston, Chicago, Washington.
How about England? You ever play in England?
the London Palladium. This was in 1933. We were introduced to the king.
The king? I say. Can't he get up, Sergeant Stucker?
Okay, get up slowly and let's see some magic. I was merely his assistant. I was not Altamont.
He ever saw you in two?
It was not a vaudeville, Sergeant.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Mutt.
Altamont was a magician.
Your English is most extraordinarily good.
Thank you.
Whoever taught you did a first-rate job.
Why don't you just make him a cup of tea, Frank? You got any pictures of this Altamont?
Altamont. That is his robe. Hanging on the wall.
What? Big fellow, wasn't he?
Please don't put the robe on. It's not safe for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the threads in the fabric are thousands of years old. Please don't.
Why? He must have been as big as an elephant.
I really think you ought to put the robe back on the wall.
I mean it. It's not safe.
Oh, I ain't scared of a little hocus-pocus, Frank. I've seen horrors that make your hair turn white. A little hocus-pocus ain't gonna hurt me. Huh? Well?
Well, what?
I don't feel any different.
We should leave, Sergeant Stucker.
Leave? Oh, I want to see me the rest of this.
May I speak with you, Sergeant Stucker?
What's through there?
The bathroom.
I'm going to check it out.
Your friend is very excited.
He's not my friend.
Always at war.
The war is over.
Not for your friend, I think. The war will never be over for him.
What do you mean by that?
Hey, it's a false wall here. What's the false wall doing here?
We're on our way.
A false wall?
I know how it must sound.
Do you? What actually happened in that tournament, Frank?
I'm telling the truth.
I spoke to your mother yesterday.
My mother?
In fun. She's terribly upset. Disappointed too, I should imagine. Her brilliant boy, mixed up in espionage and murder.
I'm telling the truth.
Are you, Frank?
When I went into the bathroom, Sergeant Stuckart was shooting at the wall.
Where's Munt?
I'm here.
What's up those steps?
The attic.
Why has it been blocked off?
Was always so.
Frank, what? Open that kit bag. Yeah, you see the gun that's in there?
Yes.
Yeah, pass it to me. There. Here you are, Frank. He makes a move, shoot him.
But
welcome to active service, Frank.
He gave you a gun?
And then he went up the steps towards the attic.
And Munt?
Munt did as he was told.
Mr. Munt!
You should run, Mr. Bailey.
Why would I want to run?
To escape, of course.
Escape what?
Munt!
Fate, Mr. Bailey. Shall we go on?
Oh, my God. Who is this, Mr. Munt?
This is Altamont. Altamont, the Magnificent!
I thought Altamont was dead.
Munt was lying.
Evidently. And what did this Altamont look like?
He has to be the tallest man I have ever seen. With the strangest face. Horse-like and very solemn. And eyes as wide as saucers. Pitch black saucers. He seemed to be expecting Sergeant Stuckart.
Why ain't he speaking?
Because he is mute.
You ever hear of a mute magician, Frank? Mute magician's kind of funny.
Sergeant Stuckart, this has gone on long enough. I insist that we take these two back to HQ immediately.
You are the healthiest dead man I have ever seen, Mr. Altamont.
I will not be ignored.
But did a mouse creep in here?
I have a gun too, Sergeant Stuckart.
Then use it. Then use it, Mr. Bailey. Mr. Munt, Frank here thinks I ought to take you in. And he's right. I ought to. But then, on the other hand, it ain't every day you meet 7-foot magicians. What's he doing up here?
Altamont has been in hiding.
In hiding from what?
What are you going to do, Sergeant Stuckart?
Well, if he's a magician, let's see some magic.
And this is when it happened.
Almost.
Cigarette?
I don't smoke, I told you.
Of course you did. It's an awful habit. Did Sergeant Stuckart mention his war record? It's very impressive. A trifle inconsistent. Apparently he had a little wobble in France. Seemed to pull through there.
A little what, sir?
Would you say you were a rational chap, Frank? As a scientist? Keep you cool, on the whole?
On the whole, yes.
How has Berlin treated you?
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, wasn't there... Wasn't there an ugly incident just after you arrived?
I really don't see what that's...
December the 10th, you and Professor Tuffett...
Professor McCuffett.
Professor McCuffett. You were taking water samples down in the sewers when you discovered...
If you're referring to the corpses...
Tell me about the corpses, Frank. Frank?
There were four of them. A woman, a child, and an elderly couple. I think they were a family. The child couldn't have been more than 2 or 3 years old, but what with the decomposition and the rats...
It disturbed you, didn't it?
It affected me.
After 1,000 strings were pulled to get you out here, you disappeared for 2 days. 2 days, Frank.
I have already answered for that.
And yet, here you are. They must think pretty highly of you.
I couldn't say...
In the army, we call disappearing for 2 days desertion.
I'm not in the army.
Don't be insolent.
I don't know what you want me to say, sir.
Your little adventure in Berlin had just turned nasty and you hadn't the stomach for it.
No, sir. I hadn't the stomach for it.
You're smiling, Frank. Have I said something amusing?
That's exactly what Sergeant Stuckart said. He said I hadn't the stomach for
it. Did you kill Sergeant Stuckart?
No, sir, I
did
not.
Then who did?
Alterban.
A 7-foot magician.
He did things that I have never seen, sir. Impossible things. How was he doing that?
Beneath your eyes.
There's got to be some white. And I can't just levitate.
Alderman will now descend. This is not possible. Perhaps you would applaud.
There has got to be a wire.
Promise you there's no wire.
Where does that door lead?
The roof.
Let's see him do it on the roof.
Very well. Please, give Alderman back his robe.
Is the robe the trick?
No, but Alderman is an old man, as you can see, and feels the cold.
Here. Now, do it.
It's freezing out here, Sergeant Stucker.
Where's Alterban going?
Patience.
Tell me you're seeing this, Frank.
He's standing in midair, Sergeant Stucker. How is he doing that? How is he standing in midair?
Make him step back on the roof now.
I make him do nothing.
Oh, he was standing in midair. Why was he standing in midair?
Mark!
Perhaps you have some money.
I got some change.
Please give it to Alterban.
There you go, Alterban. Now what now?
Watch. Take back your coins.
Well, Alterban ain't turned him into a frog enough.
I assure you he's not.
I don't believe it.
What is it?
Gold. It's not. It's not gold.
I promise you it is.
Frank, you're a scientist. Is that gold?
There's no way of telling.
It is solid gold.
Where's my coins?
Right there in your hands.
What? That's impossible.
Believe your eyes, I do, Stuckart. Believe your eyes.
It was magic. Storybook magic. With the ruins of Berlin shrouded in snow around us.
Could you have been in a trance?
No.
I'm trying to help you, Frank.
It happened. I saw it.
Then why was Sergeant Stuckart's body found on the roof of a derelict apartment building? No furnishings, no Japanese rugs, and certainly no diamonds. Just another rat-infested ruin.
I don't know.
You must have been in a trance.
It was magic, sir. Magic?
You ever think about retouring the USA?
Oh, we're too old.
Too old? You and that big guy over there have just pulled off the most amazing stunts that I've ever seen. I mean, you ain't no Jew-killing pair of Nazis. I mean, even old Sergeant Stucker can see that. I mean, you know, harm.
Your enthusiasm is extremely flattering, Algernon. Thank you.
There's just one thing I don't understand.
What's that, Frank?
Why, a little token dagger. Saying Alderban was dead when he wasn't, all that.
Well, that's a very good question, Frank. Now, why all the secrecy, Mr. Munt? I'm to represent you. There can't be any secrets between us.
Sergeant Stuckart, we all have secrets. Now, what more would you have us do?
Well, what are you talking about?
What else would you have Alderban do?
You haven't answered the question.
Alderban has a very extensive repertoire.
Can he read minds?
Alderban can't do anything.
What am I thinking about?
Christmas. Is Alderman correct?
Oh, wow! How did you know that? Has this ever been tested in a laboratory?
Science has not yet caught up with us.
Oh, what's Frank thinking about? Well?
A moment, please.
Well?
No, Frank, we are not afraid of science. It is science that is afraid of us. You are also worried that you will never see your mother again. Is Alderman correct?
Frank?
Is this why you were in hiding?
But was he right?
Don't ask me how, but yes.
Oh, okay. What am I thinking about now? Well? Ed, don't get quiet on me.
Lewis Carr.
What did you say?
Alderman has answered.
I was thinking of Ginger. My dog, Ginger.
Forgive me, but Alderman has not made mistakes.
Well, he's made a mistake this time.
Who is Lewis Carr?
I think maybe we've had enough magic. Let's take these prisoners in.
There was nothing you could have done. It was not your fault.
I ain't afraid to shoot this thing.
This is getting very strange, Sergeant Stuckart.
You ain't kidding.
You asked the question, Sergeant Stuckart. You cannot blame Alderman. Oh, Alderman.
Well, what's the matter with him? Hey, take a look, Frank.
He appears to be weeping.
What's he weeping about?
He weeps for you, you and Lewis Carr.
What's he know about me and Lewis Carr?
You said you didn't want any more magic.
Tell me.
You and Lewis Carr lying in the freezing mud. Only Lewis Carr is not moving. Lewis Carr has lost half his head. And you cannot get from under him, can you, Sergeant Stuckart? You cannot get from under him as the enemy advances across the field. Eventually, you free yourself. You free yourself, and with your gun in your hand, you shoot round after round. But still, they run at you, and you would do anything to kill the fear. You would do anything to be protected. To be protected from the advance of death. To be a long way from this wretched French field. To be home. To be safe. To be protected.
No!
Stuckart, no!
Don't talk!
I asked you if he mentioned his war record.
Munt mentioned it.
Are you being clever with me, Bailey?
No, sir.
How could he possibly know about Sergeant Stuckart's experiences in France?
How did he levitate or turn loose change into gold? I don't know, Major.
None of this appears in your original statement. Why is that, Frank?
They just barked questions at me, sir.
If I discover you've been leading me a dance.
For the 10,000th time, I did not kill Sergeant Stuckart.
What happened then? After the gun went off.
Sergeant Stuckart! Sergeant Stuckart, are you all right?
What is it, Frank?
Are you all right?
Get off, Frank.
Alderman meant you no harm.
Answers, Mr. Munt. Answers right now.
I would do as he says if I were you.
Perhaps we could go downstairs.
I like it up here.
Alderman will be cold.
Then he'll be cold in company. Speak.
In the summer of 1936, we were invited to a garden party hosted by Reichsfuhrer Heinrich Himmler.
Heinrich Himmler? The Heinrich Himmler?
The same. The party was held just over there, in the garden of those ruins, behind the headquarters of the Gestapo.
What were you two doing there?
Perhaps you did not know this, but Himmler was obsessed with the occult, supernatural sciences.
There are no supernatural sciences.
Perhaps so. At this garden party, a young officer approached us. He would not believe his eyes. Altaban had performed for over an hour, wonder after wonder. The crowd was speechless with admiration. Even Himmler was lost for words. But this young officer persisted. Himmler wanted to know what we could do to satisfy the officer's doubts. Altaban said we could make the officer invincible.
Invincible how?
Invincible to death. But by now, the other guests had gathered around us. They were laughing and chattering, and they moved like exquisite birds around the fire. Only the young officer was not laughing. Perhaps he now regretted initiating the challenge. I do not know. Altaban closed his eyes and placed his hand above the man's head, heart, and abdomen. And that, as the English say, was that.
Did it work?
Himmler asked exactly the same question.
So what did he do?
He had someone fetch a gun.
And?
And it sounds insane.
Then it'll fit snugly in with the rest of your story. And?
Heinrich Himmler asked one of the guests to... My mother, how did she sound when you spoke... When you spoke to her?
What did one of the guests at the party do? Come along, old man. It'll do you good to get it off your chest.
Heinrich Himmler instructed one of the guests to
shoot the young officer. A woman stepped forward. Perhaps she was a friend of the officer, I do not know.
And did she shoot him?
At 5 paces. 3 shots. The first shot, nothing. The young officer was still standing. Perhaps the young lady had missed. The second shot, again, there was no effect. The crowd, which had gathered around the fountain, breathed out with one breath. They had witnessed the impossible. Only the divine could have performed a miracle such as this. The crowd began slowly to clap. Himmler inspected the gun. The young officer stared at us, and the young lady fled away across the garden. Himmler then handed the gun to me. I was to shoot the young officer. There was no argument, no dispute. Altaban assured me it would be all right. Himmler commanded me to shoot. I pointed the gun at the young man's head and pulled the trigger. We've been in hiding ever since.
And the officer?
The officer survived.
It was a trick, right?
It was not a trick.
Then why are you in hiding?
Shut up, Frank. This has gone on long enough.
Sergeant Stuckel, I insist that we...
Sergeant Stuckel, are you listening to me? Do it to me.
What?
Do it to me.
It was a bad spell.
I'm a follower, Mr. Wood. I mean, it's not my business to do any damn thing but live or die when I'm told to, and frankly, I don't know if I'm pissing or weeping most of the time. So don't tell me that the one thing that would make this whole war worth it is a bad spell. Don't tell me after everything I've witnessed here today that you and that man over there are frauds.
I did not say that, Sergeant Stuckart. I said it was a bad spell.
Listen to him, Sergeant Stuckart.
That's all I've been doing. That's all I've been doing all day. Do that spell on me. Have Altaban do that spell on me. What have I got to do? Tell me what I have to do.
Stand still. Put your gun at your side. Shut your eyes.
What's Altaban doing?
There must be silence.
Ain't you going to say some magic words or something?
And then? What happened then, Frank?
I came out here as part of a scientific mission. I came out here to assist Professor McCuffick. I did not come
what
out here...
What happened then?
You don't believe me anyway.
What happened?
He ordered me to shoot him.
So, did you? Did you shoot him?
I pleaded with him.
Are you insane?
Come on, Frank.
We're buddies, ain't we?
No.
It'll be all right.
It is what Sergeant Stuckart wants.
You said it was a bad spell.
It worked on the other guy.
Says who?
Says Monk.
And you believe him?
Shoot me.
What?
Shoot me or I'll shoot you.
For God's sake, Monk.
It's up to you, Mr. Bailey.
Do it, Frank.
What about Elizabeth Louise?
I will shoot you, Frank. And Alder Ben ain't done no magic on you.
I am not a murderer.
And this is not a murder.
I can't.
Hold up the gun. Up, Frank. Point and fire.
Ask Mum.
I'm asking you.
You will be quite all right.
There is no such thing as magic, Sergeant Stuckart.
I'm sorry, Frank. Get Alder Ben out of the way, Mr. Munt.
Please, Sergeant Stuckart, please.
While you was reading all that books on sewers and whatnot, some of us were dying. Oh, what's the matter, Frank? Ain't you got the stomach for it?
But if you die...
I won't die. Let's not go around in circles. Do it.
Shut up, Mud.
I've said nothing.
You were speaking. I heard you speaking.
I promise you, I said nothing.
He's probably a Nazi. You said yourself you hated Nazis.
Frank. Shoot.
I would do as the good sergeant suggests.
Shoot.
Shoot. Shoot. Shoot. Shoot.
Congratulations.
This is not possible.
Alder Ben, you are truly magnificent, sir.
Alder Ben thanks you.
Do it again.
What?
Once was a trick, twice is a charm. You did it once, Frank. You can do it again.
Believe your eyes.
And did you? Did you shoot him again?
Yes, sir.
And?
He survived, sir.
You did it. You did it.
Father will walk in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I think that my will be done on earth.
Get up, Frank.
Should we not go inside? It's getting colder.
Hell's freezing over, eh, Mr. Munch?
Oh, please don't touch me. You have what you wanted.
Pardon me?
You have what you wanted. Let us go downstairs.
What I wanted?
Is there something wrong?
What do you mean, what I wanted?
You asked for us. We came, and now you have what you wanted. You would let us go, please.
Frank?
You'll not get much out of him, I fear.
I don't like your tone, Mr. Munt. Where's Alder Ben think he's going?
Goodbye, Mr. Bailey. It was very nice to meet you.
Where are you going?
Let them go, Sergeant Scott.
Stop! Stop or I'll...
Oh, you will not. Shoot us!
Are you laughing at me? Where's Alder Ben disappeared to? Are you laughing at me?
After the third shot, the young officer looked from face to face, but none in that well-fed crowd would meet his eye. To glance at it would have been a heresy. Even Himmler was speechless. An earthquake would have been more welcome than this young man on this wonderful August afternoon. The insolence of his continuing life sat within them like indigestion.
What did he do?
He who had been so proud not 1 hour before was now, well, no better than a dog, certainly. He raced about the garden, but wherever he went, the guests pulled back as from one unclean. They battered the waiters. They toppled over tables. They ripped their luxurious dresses and tore their splendid uniforms. Actually, it was quite comical. That was when the officer began pleading with them. But you see, Sergeant Stuckart, all they could see was horror. Death will not be made a fool of.
And then? What did he do then?
The only thing he could do. He snatched, quite rudely, the gun from my hand, pointed it at his forehead, and...
And?
Fell down dead. As I said, it was a bad spell.
And nobody tried to stop
him. It is what he wanted. Let us hope the spell holds better for you, Sergeant Stuckart.
Are you saying it was just a trick?
Let them go, Sergeant Stuckart.
Back down, Bailey. Are you saying it was just a trick?
You will never know, Sergeant Stuckart.
Alder Ben! Get me Alder Ben.
Alder Ben is gone.
It wasn't a trick.
I am protected. Altaban protected me. And you know what, Mr. Munt? I'll prove it to you.
No! What have you done?
He had what he wanted. He had protection.
Is this what you call protection?
Goodbye, Mr. Bailey. It was a pleasure to meet you.
What are you?
Oh, show folk. Mere show folk. Dear Mr. Bailey, adieu. We shall meet again, I hope. Remember us to the London Palladium.
Remember them to the London Palladium?
Those were his last words. And then they disappeared.
Well, they just ascended into the heavens?
They just disappeared.
Presumably you knew that Sergeant Stuckart was dead.
Yes, sir.
And yet you did nothing. You sat up there for 7 hours, Frank. It never occurred to you to do something. Fetch help. Anything.
I can't remember, sir.
I'll ask you again. Did you kill Sergeant Stuckart?
Sergeant Stuckart shot himself. There must have been fingerprints. There must have been something.
One American serviceman is dead. 2 more are missing. In the same area, within 3 weeks. The American military government wants some answers, Mr. Bailey, and we at British Intelligence cannot be perceived as dragging our feet. I'm sorry, but there are no records of this Peter Munt or of the magician Altaban. There is no evidence to suggest that either of these people exist anywhere but in your imagination. You have a case to answer, Mr. Bailey.
But I'm innocent.
You can send them in now. Come. Corporal, escort the prisoner to one of the holding cells.
Sir.
You're making a terrible mistake!
Mr. Bailey, don't make it any harder than it already is.
No!
Come along.
No!
Mary, connect me to Colonel Deller at the AMG, would you? Mary? Mary? That's odd. Come. Mary, can I help you?
I was sent here to find Major Starr.
Who by?
The gentleman at the desk.
This is very irregular.
This is Berlin.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Are you Major Starr?
I'm Starr, yes.
It is an honor to meet you. My name is Munt. Peter Munt.
In Altaban the Magnificent by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Frank Bailey was played by Charles Barnicot, Sergeant Stuckart by Stuart Milligan, Peter Munt by Clive Swift, and Major Starr by Nicholas Farrell. The director was Claire Grove.